Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, and for those of you who are wrapping up the celebration today, that you have a great one. Sometimes I'm surprised at the weight a few words can carry. When the meat dish for Thanksgiving dinner was being considered, the options of turkey or pork tenderloin were brought up, and I mentioned in passing that I like roast beef for Thanksgiving. I just happened to remember as a kid that we always had roast beef when we went to the McIntosh side of the family for a holiday dinner. This could have been because my grandpa stuck pretty close to his Scottish roots and could see no reason to buy another type of meat when you had a perfectly good piece of beef in the freezer. And in my case, the apple did not fall far from the tree. I did not really understand the sarcasm in my wife's voice when she asked if I wanted her to cook it in the crock pot, which of course would have been fine with me. My sons explained to me later that a roast cooked in the crock pot was not really a Thanksgiving dinner, but more of a This is Wednesday dinner. Sometimes it's easier for me to celebrate the ordinary than to get in the holiday spirit, but their explanation did help me understand why, if we were going to have a roast, it had to be prepared some way other than in the crock pot. So the boys helped their mom season the meat before cooking and prepared it in the oven like they had heard you fix a prime rib roast, even though this was a rump roast. The finished product speaks very well for the versatility of the product I so enthusiastically produced. It was not my grandma's roast beef, but it was very good. Although my wife, whose family raised hogs when she was growing up, still was not ready to give up on a pork tenderloin for future holiday gatherings. The holidays are a time to look back while looking forward, which brings to mind a poem I wrote several years ago that I have titled Rhythm of the Range. There is a crispness in the breeze that you feel in your veins, and the very fact you notice from the mountains to the plains is proof you are a citizen on this steadily turning spear. The stinging on your cheek says you've marked another year. You may reflect for just a moment, then you'd best be on your way, for hours, minutes, seconds are limit measured in a day, and they pass with no regard, though you twist to rearrange a predestined order that life and death do border. Marching on, it takes no quarter, it's the rhythm of the range. The sound of spring's first raindrops and July's hot howling wind, they counteract and cancel from beginning to the end. First you're soaked with blessings, and then you're soaked with sweat. If you've ridden full circle, you will feel not regret, but gratitude for your tenacity and God-given capacity, a part of his creation to be the land and sky, the grass and me. My best efforts to arrange, mold shape, or somehow change are but the slightest patter overshadowed by the clatter of the marvelous thunders, wonders, rhythm of the range. In the stillness of the starlit night, my mind is screaming out the silence so overwhelming my significance I doubt. This refrain goes on for eternity, I the privileged one to see. Though I am its slave, it sets me free. There is no place I would rather be. Sounds of thundering hooves retreating, why, that's only my heart beating. Faith and fear no more competing in this moment, oh so fleeting. I read the seasons and I know when it is my time to go, my passing will bring very little change. In the present I feel blessed, for the stirring in my chest, continuing upon my quest until I take my final rest in the rambling, rolling rhythm of the range. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning, hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.